CSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Where'd J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason and Margella.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas. I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today is Mr. 315, chewing down on those green, those.
Oh, I'm good.
Jelly beans.
What's going on, everyone?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Chilling.
And the player to be named later as part of the Jarrett Sumlinger deal.
Player 99.
Player 99.
Yeah.
Somebody.
He's the unprotected first round pick, second round, maybe third. We don't know yet.
Anyway, first.
He's
first.
Here again. We have a great show for you today. We got college basketball. I know somebody's been dying to talk about Syracuse.
Yeah, see that shot last night?
What shot? Was there a shot?
Mm-hmm.
Was there a game?
Actually, no, I'll show it to you.
And then we'll do NFL offseason news. But first, let's go to who are you sitting at the bar with?
Now I'm sitting here talking to you. Drunken on the run, I'm sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside.
Who you sitting at the bar with?
In the trailer park, so I jack the keys to her father's car.
That would be Uncle Fred sitting at the bar. Who you guys sitting at the bar with this week, anybody?
I'm sitting at the bar right now with John Gillen from Syracuse.
He ain't old enough to sit at the bar.
He's about 21. He's like a fifth years. He's about 21. I mean, when you dribbled the length of the floor last night and you pulled up for that three and hit that shot, what was going through you? I mean, that shot actually got you guys in the tournament. That shot got them in the tournament, I think.
Yeah.
According
to Dickie V, it did. I know that.
I don't listen to him anymore.
Yeah. It's hard to listen to him sometimes.
But that's who I'm sitting at the bar with, man. That was one of the biggest shots in school history.
And he had three defenders on it, mm-hmm. too. Three defenders.
He wasn't wide open. He didn't get it off the – he wasn't spotted up. He pushed it the length of the floor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he still had like a second or two to kind of pick a shot.
Against Duke.
It was great. It was great.
It was a good shot. I give him that. They shouldn't have been put in that situation.
But. Right. But yeah. Great shot. I'll be talking
anybody,
about that for a couple weeks.
Anybody you sitting at the bar with?
I am sitting at the bar. I don't particularly like the guy. Good guy from what I hear. I'm sitting at the bar with Rick Hendrick right now. Got two of his cars on the front row of the Daytona 500. Got one of them, most popular driver ever, Dale Earnhardt Jr., coming back after a lengthy absence last year, and then a second-year driver in Chase Elliott. 1-2 at the biggest race of the year for NASCAR. He's got a good life right now, I think.
Yeah, no, that's a good one, especially with it coming up this weekend. For me, man, I was going to go – I'm telling you, it's – all right, I'll go with both of these guys. First, I'm going to sit at the bar with Charles Oakley because I was going to sit at the bar with him last week, and I didn't get a chance to this week. I would want to sit at the bar with Charles Oakley and talk about the James Dolan thing and how much he liked to strangle him. And he's going to be in Cleveland this week for the Knicks and Cavs
yep.
game. So I think it's great. The second person, Jameis Winston, after news I heard today, what the world is going
careful.
Through your head?
Careful what y'all talk say about my boy. Careful. Choose your words carefully.
Telling girls to be silent?
I got to know what goes through that head to say that. Some, come on, man. And I love the kid as far as on the field competitor and different things.
He's got a lot of enthusiasm.
Yeah, but don't, for heaven's sake, stop talking. 3 years ago when you won a national title at Florida State, just shut up. Stop talking. Don't. If I'm the Bucks, I'm never letting him go anywhere ever again. Put a gag order on him. He does not do speakings very well.
No, yeah. No. He does. He definitely doesn't make smart decisions.
I just.
When it comes to. Yeah, when it comes to speaking and things like that, speak to your team. That's it.
Yeah, speak to the guys in the locker room. Don't speak to nobody else. I'm just saying. Woo. Anyway, that's who I was sitting in the bar with. Looking at college basketball, the top 25. You know, we had a big game yesterday. Before I get into that, because, you know, somebody's very ecstatic over here. Looking at the polls right now, you got Gonzaga still undefeated 28-0. They should be. They play cupcakes.
Yeah, untested too.
Villanova. Yeah, they're all. It seemed like their schedule wasn't that great either. Yes, I know it's that shot again. Gosh, talk about a sore winner. I'm just saying. Man, of course, y'all haven't won anything in 30 years. You might as well celebrate it. Didn't you? As a matter of fact, you've had, you know what's a shame? In the last 3 or 4 years, y'all have had more losses taken away than wins you've had in the last 4 years.
Move along with the show, please.
You didn't like that one, did you? NC State still got more wins. All right. But Gonzaga's undefeated. Villanova's 26-2. Their two losses is to Butler. Kansas is 3. They won their 13th straight Big 12 title this week. Arizona's 4. Can we please hire Sean Miller at NC State? I would be good with that.
Mm.
I know it ain't going to happen. A lot of people are screaming for Archie Miller from Dayton.
Mm.
But I'm not good for that.
I remember when Sean Miller was playing.
Mm-hmm.
There were times he torched us when he was playing for Pitt. Oh,
yeah.
Man, yeah. I just showed my age right there, but whatever.
No, it's been a while. But yeah, he was good. I'm right there with you. UCLA is number 5. I'm telling you, it's going to be a dangerous team come tournament time.
Yeah.
Oregon is 6, another dangerous team.
Yes, it is.
Louisville, Carolina, Baylor, and Duke's your top 10.
And not to cut you off, damn, Dunk Jam of the Week should have been the one the kid from Oregon had.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, I forgot about that.
I forgot about that one. Around the ACC, Syracuse beat number 10 Duke on a buzzer beater somebody keeps talking about on the show.
Who's that?
Who?
Great shot, though. Great shot.
It was 78-75, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do y'all want to talk about the game? I mean, I know you've been talking. You've been wanting to talk about it.
I'll say a couple points. One, it shouldn't have even come down to that.
No.
Because the last two possessions, Grayson Allen and Luke Kennard just played catch until there was about 10 seconds left on the shot clock. And then they tried to, you know, scheme up a play. And you can't do that against a zone defense. Like, If anything, get in there and pass the ball around. And if somebody's got an open shot with 10, 11 seconds left, then take it. But you can't wait until the last few seconds of the shot clock when you're playing a zone defense like that, especially with as well as Syracuse played their zone defense last night. I mean, that first off, that place was ruckus from the beginning. It was packed. They had 30,000 fans there. And Syracuse played really, really well. And Duke just didn't shoot that well. And, yeah, I tip my hat off to Syracuse because they did. They hit that last second shot, and they deserve to win that game.
Like I said, hopefully it gets us in.
Well, y'all are 9-7, 17-12 overall. Y'all mm-hmm. get in, man.
Yeah,
I mean, if you go over 500 ACC,
the ACC, right?
You should get in.
Yeah.
Even Virginia Tech should get in.
Virginia Tech.
Virginia's gonna get it. Virginia Tech, Syracuse getting in. Miami will get in.
So what do you think? It's 7-8 teams in the ACC? I think they said something like that.
That's 9.
9 teams.
I think 9 teams get in.
That's a record, isn't it?
Yeah. I think 9 teams get in, and it could be 10. Georgia Tech, 7-8, 16-12. If they have a decent ACC tournament, they might get in. Wake Forest is 7-9, 16-12.
So much parity in the ACC.
Now, Pittsburgh, Clemson State, Boston College ain't got a chance. They're all 4-11, 4-12, 2-13. So that's not happening, which is sad. NIT, you know, you might have, wow, what? Let me see, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 14 teams in postseason tournaments this year. That's crazy.
Yeah.
ACC will probably – Pittsburgh, Clemson, State will probably go NIT and Wake.
Yeah.
So I can see that. but looking at Syracuse, y'all are getting – y'all are 9, 7, 17, and 12. Y'all have had a tough schedule. Y'all play a tough schedule. Mm-hmm.
Cupcake at the beginning of the year, but, you know.
Yeah. The ACC tournament's what, in a couple weeks? No, there's two more conference games, and that's it. And then it's tournament time. So, yeah, there's 3 weeks, basically, left. Right now, Carolina's got a two-game lead over Louisville. Does anybody catch – over Louisville and Duke and Florida State and Notre Dame, does anybody catch UNC?
No.
Nope.
No. I hate to say it, but no. No. That, and you know, as an avid Duke fan, you know, I'm not a Carolina fan, but they are number one seed status. Potentially, when they play defense as well as they did last night, potentially the best team in the country.
They have – their last three games, the 25th is at Pitt, the 27th at Virginia – and then home to Duke, of course, on the 4th.
On the 4th, yeah.
Dude, that's not easy. I mean, two games on the road, and then you got Duke at home. Yeah. And that's not a gimme.
Yeah. And I think the big question from this or from that perspective is that, you know, because they had a rough end of the schedule for Carolina. Does that wear them out for the tournament, or does it, you know, motivate them, and because they've played upper echelon opponents, and does it propel them into the ACC tournament, you know, on a higher note? And I mean, it'll all remain to be seen. But yeah, that's an impressive end of the season schedule for Carolina.
I watch Louisville. I mean, they got Syracuse at home. They play at Wake and home to Notre Dame to finish out the season.
That's no slouch either.
Yeah, Louisville, they're going to be tough.
But I can see Louisville catching Carolina.
Led by Rick Pimpatino.
Yeah, pretty much. And we'll talk about him. Duke's got at Miami. Home to Florida State and at UNC. I think it's going to be tougher for them than anybody. I mean, they got Miami on the road, home to Florida State, who's a good team. I think it's UNC's to lose, but I think Louisville could catch them. And nobody's talking about Notre Dame. They got Georgia Tech at home, BC at home, and at Louisville. So, I mean, Georgia Tech and BC at home, they could do it.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Talking about the Carolina-Louisville game last night, Carolina beat Louisville. I did not watch the game. I don't know if you guys did, but 74-63.
I didn't watch a lot of it either.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of the first half. They, like I said, they played really great defense, though. You got to tip your hat off to that. I mean, it's all about rotation. They've got a lot of people on the bench, and
they go deep.
Yeah, yeah. And Pinson is stepping up big for them right now.
No, he definitely is. Rick Pitino last night got into it with a fan.
Really?
Yeah, and they ejected the fan for saying stuff to Pitino.
Really? They should have got in on that student chant like Missouri did to Cal.
Yeah,
it's Cal just had enough of it. He just had to walk off the court.
Yeah, and the freaking person, the commentator. What do you think about the student?
Yeah, you gonna ask him a question like that? Like, I mean, of course, I'd walk out too.
You'd have said something crazy.
Yeah,
absolutely. He should have. I would be mad too. All right, do y'all got anything to add for college basketball? Because we're getting ready for tournament time.
Nothing. I mean, I think
– I'm ready for tournament time, man.
I think if Duke shoots the way that they did last night, they can be beat by anybody. But Hats off to Mr. 315. I give it to you. I was actually thinking about you last night, man, watching that game.
Oh boy,
I was thinking about you.
I do think that the ACC is going to be tough in the tournament, in the NCAA tournament, but I think from playing each other all the time, it's going to wear those teams out.
Yeah.
And I think Kansas, UCLA, Oregon, mm-hmm. those are
Arizona.
Big teams.
Yeah.
Arizona.
The Pac-12 is pretty tough.
I'm going to say Oregon and UCLA, mm-hmm. I think, can be tough.
I think Oregon, out of those three teams, I think Oregon is the most complete team. But UCLA has a lot of upside.
And don't forget Kansas. I mean, I'm just – Frank Mason, when you got a good backcourt, you can mm-hmm. go far. Look at what happened last year with Villanova.
Guard play gets you so far in the NCAA tournament.
So are we all on the same bandwagon saying that, you know, Gonzaga's probably just a little bit overhyped?
They are
always
overhyped.
Always. They're always overhyped.
You know, and how dare a Gonzaga player say, yeah, we're always overlooked. You should be overlooked. Mm-hmm. You play Mount St. Mary's.
Yeah.
You ought to be overlooked every year. Just like that conference up in the north, the All-American Athletic Association of Suckitude. Yeah. Villanova and, you know, Villanova and UConn. Come on, man. Really? Y'all want to say we're a better conference than ACC, Xavier and Butler? Come on, please. You couldn't hold NC State's jockstrap this year. I just – come on, man. Oh, I have a – yeah, I'll talk about it later. Let's go into Cash Money Players of the Week.
Believe it, please. You already smell me, man. I smell like money. I smell green. Team Invasion, daddy.
Southern smoke.
All I ever wanted was some cash money.
All right, do y'all have any players of the week or teams of the week?
We talked about it earlier, my player of the week. I'll give him his props. I've never been a big fan, but, you know, Jimmy Fredette.
73,
dropping, man. Dropping 73 in the Chinese League.
Playing against midgets.
Even, you know what, and what I always say to stuff like that, 73 is 73.
Yep.
You got to have some type of ability to drop 73.
Yeah. So no, that's, I mean, that's a lot of shots. Yeah. What did he shoot?
I don't know.
You're right. That's a lot. That's a lot no matter what you play. Whether you're playing, you know, pickup basketball, rec basketball,
if I'm playing a bunch of against second graders.
Yeah.
They're second graders, but I drop 73.
Yeah. And trash talk them the whole way.
Yep.
Well, I mean, Kobe scored 60 in his last game, but he shot 50 times. But, hey, mm-hmm. whatever. He scored 60.
Whatever mm-hmm. you got to do. Whatever you got to do.
Hell, to put the many shots up takes.
yeah, absolutely.
Do you think most of these are picks? No, he shot 25 of 49, 13 of 13 from free throw line.
She shot over 50%.
And 10 to 18 from three-point line.
Oh, he shot over 50%.
Yeah. Hey, I got two words for you. Charlotte Hornets, sign him. Why not? What else you got? Who else you got to shoot? Yeah. Jeremy Lamb?
Woo! They still got Matt Carroll.
Marco Bellinelli?
You still got Matt Carroll? They still have him?
Oh, yeah. He's one of the great announcers, man. Because he knows basketball well. He did great in those two seasons he played for the Bobcats.
Primo Brezic.
Yeah. but, yeah, Jimmer, man. Hey, 73-73 mm-hmm. on any scorebook you look at. Did you have any other?
No, that's it. No, that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go Magic. Magic Johnson. Finally getting put in that role to where he can turn the Lakers franchise around. And I firmly, for one, believe that he can do it, too.
Me, too.
I hope he does, too. The NBA is better when the older franchises are playing well. Sixers, Celtics, Lakers, Pistons,
Knicks,
Bulls. Mm-hmm. When those teams are playing well, the league is better. So
it's like, I don't know if we'll ever have a time where they're all playing good at the same time.
Right. 80s. And mm-hmm. 90s, I mean,
that was it.
It'll happen again. Sixers turned it around now, it looks like. We'll see what else happens. Ben Simmons comes back, it'll help them. I've got a couple. Jarius Robertson, liver cancer, I talked mm-hmm. about. He checked into the celebrity game to give them a moment. Westbrook and Durant alley-oop at All-Star game. Anthony Davis named MVP of the game. DDP going to this year's WWE Hall of Fame. Darren Woodson.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was my dude, man. DDP. Diamond Dallas Page. Yep.
One thing about DDP.
Yeah.
I think he's more of a Hall of Famer outside the ring. He saved lives,
that's
man.
That's another
Yeah.
I think he's Hall of Famer in and out.
Yeah, man.
Because he's a multi-time champion in WCW.
Yeah.
He never was WWE, but multi-time WCW. And what he's done for Jake the Snake,
yeah.
Scott Hall, and all them.
And as far as the wrestler, I was like, he was always anime. He wrestled with guest jeans, so I was just kind of like, eh.
You like John Cena? He wrestles in jorts. I mean, really? I'd rather go with guest jeans than jorts.
No, he wrestles in cargos now.
But John Cena wrestles. I'm talking about back then.
Oh, back then, yeah, jorts.
He was jorts. Come on, you complaining about DDP
and Dean Ambrose to Dean Ambrose too.
Yeah, guys, he's in Levi's 501. You ain't say nothing about that. But you got something to say about guest jeans?
Back then, I was like, he's wearing guest. Is those guest jeans he has on?
The faded blue guest jeans look like they've been washed about 50 times.
Which one are the worst jeans, though? I mean, is it guest or is it Levi 501?
Ambrose should have stuck with like the Shield outfit, I think.
Yeah,
you know,
a little bit more.
Yeah.
Well, they had to give it your baby boy, you know, the Shield outfit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But, no, DDP well deserved going to the Hall of Fame. Darren Woodson, the ex-Cowboys coach, Wade Phillips, inducted into Texas Sports Hall of Fame. Syracuse, John Gillen for Banks End of 3 to beat Duke. And Kansas ties UCLA record of 13 straight conference titles. You should have 13 straight. No offense. Y'all have 20.
Yeah.
Can you name the last good Big 12 team? Oklahoma?
Texas.
Blake Griffin?
Yeah, Texas with T.J. Ford.
Baylor wasn't bad.
That team. Then you had
with Kevin Durant.
You had the Kevin Durant, D.J. Augustine. Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on to – we'll talk some NFL talk. I don't know if you guys got to see Mel Kiper Jr.'s new mock draft.
No.
They had – where is it? They actually had – where is it? Carolina, he's got Carolina taking Taco Charlton.
I could see that. I could see that. Just
taking who?
Taco.
Oh.
From Michigan.
Yeah.
Defensive end.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, I don't know if you guys saw the Ohio State Michigan game. He wrecked havoc that whole game. Had 2 sacks. I think it would be good if he do it. And he's a 4-3. So. And he's 280, 6'10", 280. Oh, tall guy.
6'10", hey.
Yeah, he's 6'10". Holy cow. Oh, no, that's y'all's record. What am I thinking?
6'10".
I was getting ready to say he ain't 6'10".
Oh, he's 6'10".
Yeah.
Wrong sport.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You better be playing basketball.
Uh-huh.
But, no, Taco – come on, man. Taco, that's a great name.
It is.
Yeah.
He's got number one. He's got Myles Garrett. I don't know if y'all saw the video. Myles is pleading to go to Dallas. Yeah. Please trade with him to get Myles Garrett. I'm glad with that. I'm good with that.
Lord have mercy,
dude. I'll trade Romo in a heartbeat for number one pick.
Oh yeah, I mean that's one thing the Cowboys have going for them. That the fact that they have Romo who can
they have generate pieces a number to trade away if you wanted to. If you wanted to trade. You know, if you want to trade Romo, Darren Woodson, one of the other backs to go with it, and trade a wide receiver. If you want to trade Terrence Williams, he's a free agent after this year. You could get rid of him now, or earlier you could have, or trade Brandon Carr or other pieces, or draft picks. I would definitely do it. Then he's got Mitch Trubisky going to the Niners, Jonathan Allen going to the Bears, Jags taking Jamal Adams, Tennessee taking Marshawn Lattimore, Jets taking Leonard Fournette, Malik Hooker going to the Chargers, Reuben Foster going to the Bengals, and Deshaun Watson going to the Bills.
Hmm.
And who did he, let me see. And for the Cowboys, he had Tez Tabor from Florida going there. He had McCaffrey going to the Packers. and Jabril Peppers going to the Patriots.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So I think Jabril Peppers goes a lot sooner than that.
I hope so. Go to Dallas.
Well, it's gonna be interesting because you know this. You got three quarterbacks out there with huge question marks on them, and it's gonna be interesting to see which teams try to you know reach a little bit and take one of these quarterbacks. And I think you know once you do that, that's gonna shake up the whole draft because eventually somebody who they projected to go two or three or four might slide down to five or six, and then it becomes all of a sudden like you know what does your team need. And you're going to have teams that go after the best player available. And you're going to have teams who, you know, are just primarily looking for the offensive side of the ball or the defensive side of the ball. And they may take somebody else who might not have been. I mean, we see it every year. None of these mock drafts ever play out to what they do.
They usually stay around about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know how like Warren Buffett's got the whole thing for the college basketball. Yeah. I feel like they should make something like that for the NFL draft. Like if you can predict all fate, say first two rounds or something, you win $1 billion.
It was pretty close last year, as far as, I mean, you know, Zeke and some of the other ones. But yeah, one pick can throw the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And then not to mention if there's a trade or if somebody moves up or down.
But I can't. Mitch Trubisky, he played 13 games at UNC.
Yeah,
I can't spend a first-round pick on any of these quarterbacks this year. Even Deshaun Watson.
Maybe Deshaun, but it certainly wouldn't be Mitch Trubisky and the kid out of Notre Dame. Deshaun Kaiser. I hadn't seen enough out of either one of those. But Deshaun Watson, I could probably do a first-round draft pick for him.
I wouldn't want. As a Bears fan, I wouldn't want.
Well, you got the draft. They got you getting Jonathan Allen.
Yeah, which I like him. He's got a lot of upside.
I would like them to get Garoppolo, the Bears.
So you think they should? You're one of those who would think they should trade the third pick for Garoppolo.
I know that's the only thing.
If you could trade for Garoppolo, would you or would you try to acquire Tony? Or sign Tyrod Taylor, Mike Glennon.
Need to trade for a new head coach.
I agree with that.
Fox.
Yeah.
You don't like Fox?
I don't like Fox.
Knowing Mike.
I will say that I feel like Tony Romo would be a better fit for that system with John Fox. The kind of ground and pound and then play good defense, punt the ball a good bit if you need to, rather than like a flashy quarterback.
The only problem with the Tony Romo, and the Bears are supposedly a good chance that's where he goes. They have good weapons. They got Howard, young running back. Mm-hmm. They got two good wide receivers, maybe. They got one definitely in Jeffrey. Kevin White, if he can stay healthy.
Yeah.
Their offensive line's
okay. Shaky. Yeah.
It's shaky.
Shaky.
Yeah.
But the defense is okay. They had a lot of injuries last year, too. Tons of injuries. But, I mean, them and the Packers injuries every week and the Chargers. But Tony, Dallas ain't trading him to Chicago.
No.
Not to a rebuilding, and that's what Chicago's doing. No matter who goes there, it's going to take a couple years. Mm-hmm. But John Fox is probably the last year of his deal.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably your last chance he got. So if you want to take a gamble, you might as well. I could see the Cowboys trading Romo to Chicago.
I see Romo in Denver, Texas. Houston.
I think Houston's the best bet for him. If he goes in,
if he goes,
but
Houston,
the offensive line,
I think
good.
That's got to put Houston as one of the favorites or the contenders for next year's deep run in the playoffs. I'm not going to say Super Bowl because I think it's too early. But.
As someone said earlier on a different show I was listening to, trading Tony Romo to Houston does not put him as a favorite over the Patriots. I will never pick over the Patriots until somebody beats them and
that's
they start
to.
Losing.
That's hard
because
to.
They keep winning. I can't go past them. So, but I can see y'all going with – I think y'all personally should go with Mike Glennon or somebody like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, get a free agent.
Because you can get him cheaper than you'll get Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And
– Garoppolo also.
Garoppolo.
The Patriots want too much for him.
Yeah, Garoppolo, there's no work on him.
Sample size, very, very, very tiny sample size, I know.
Mike Glennon actually played in the league for a full year. Not he didn't have a great team around him.
He's not bad.
Long Neck is actually pretty good. No, that's his name, Long Neck. I've called him that since. And I can't stand Mike Glennon because he got rid of Russell Wilson. But you know, it's all right. You know, looking at other picks, though, Carolina, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Fournette or Dalvin Cook's not even select. I mean, dude, I would go with Dalvin Cook if he's
blasphemy.
There. They got Dalvin Cook going to they got Mike Williams going to Philly, which would be great for them. Where did I see that? Sidney Jones. Dalvin Cook going to Redskins. Now, I saw another mock draft, and he was going to Indianapolis.
I mean, I've never been a big fan, just mostly because they're a dime a dozen, of picking up a running back in the first round. Unless it's somebody, I mean, like a Zeke Elliott or like an Adrian Peterson, like of that caliber. So I have a hard time, especially somebody like Leonard Fournette, who came off of an injury. You know, I mean, Dalvin Cook's a different kind of a different story, and I just feel like you can get so much productivity in running back positions later on in the draft, or by spreading it out and having, you know, two or three rotational backs.
I just think this year is the year you got two backs that are so far ahead of everybody else. You got to take a chance on one of those two guys. And I think Dalvin Cook is just a game changer. Mm-hmm. I like Fournette as the best back, but Cook in Indy, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Dalvin Cook in Indy with Andrew Luck, man.
Yeah,
or even in Carolina with, you know, Cam.
I like him in Carolina too, yeah.
I think it's great.
I wouldn't be so hurt if Marshawn Lattimore, the cornerback out of Ohio State, slipped a little bit in the draft and the Panthers picked him up. I mean, I know we went cornerback three out of the four draft picks we had last year. But
there's really only one cornerback in Bradbury.
Yeah, absolutely.
Worley is like a third or fourth, maybe.
Yeah, he's kind of iffy. And then Zach Sanchez didn't even work out for us. We took a couple swings, and I think we hit with one, but I still think we need that defensive backfield help.
Going to top three things that teams need to make this offseason, NFC South. Panthers, DeSean Jackson or Victor Cruz? Which one?
Victor Cruz.
For the Panthers?
Yeah.
Neither one of those smidgens.
All right, neither one. All right, what's three things the Panthers need to do this offseason?
Running back, left tackle, and I'm gonna say cornerback. Although you probably need another big body on the offensive line somewhere.
Same thing, yeah. Running back, definitely a defensive back, or maybe a safety.
I was gonna say safety.
Yeah.
This team has missed a safety ever since who? Mike.
Kurt Coleman, though. I mean,
he's all right, but
he's played pretty well recently. In the past one or two years.
He needs help around him, though. If he doesn't have a good corner or another good safety to go, he struggles in coverage. And Trey Boston's just horrible. Oh, Trey Boston.
Yeah, Trey Boston. It worked its way up. The defensive line hasn't played, I feel like, up to their caliber. Luke Kuechly, he missed a good bit of time this year. And, I mean, you know, it worked its way up like ripples in a pond all the way up to the secondary.
What about the Bucs? Three things the Bucs. First thing, keep Jameis out of schools.
New PR man for Jameis. I'm going to say they're going to need some kind of defensive help in the, like, safety. Probably offensive line and probably defensive line, offensive line, and then safety.
They definitely need a running back.
I was gonna say running back, second.
I feel like Jaquizz Rodgers stepped up. You know, for what after Doug Martin went out, he kind of stepped up for a couple games. Doug Martin came back and finished off the year rather strong. You still got Charles Sims back there. I don't mind their running back, their backfield. It's not horrible, It's not horrible.
Jaquizz Rodgers wasn't even on their roster. He didn't come on the roster week 14.
But we saw that game against Carolina where that first drive they just handed him the ball, and it was tough nose running, and he would gain 5-6 yards a run, and he was just like that tough back that they needed.
No offense.
When they needed him.
No offense, but any running back against Carolina this year was running well. Ooh. I mean, it's the truth. Running the ball. Yeah. Running the ball, yeah.
I walked right into that.
I mean, I'm just saying, Star and Kawan were literally short on every play. Yeah. I think Tampa, they need that other run. They need a true running back. Because Doug Martin is – I mean, a couple years ago, he was second in lead in rushing, but he's just so injury prone.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple, he reminds me of Cadillac Williams.
And I saw something where the Buccaneers expressed interest in getting DeSean Jackson, which would, you know,
they need a second receiver because besides Mike Evans, who they got?
Right. Cameron Brate.
Cameron Brate got hurt. Yeah, he's a good young tight end.
I feel like he played really well. Vincent Jackson's still got a little bit left in the tank.
He's done. I mean, last couple of years he's been hurt,
but
they need a young. But I do. Stud to go with Mike Evans.
They do need a good receiver because I mean, as many times as they made Jameis throw the ball this past year, like you got to get him some kind of help.
Yeah. If Mike Williams is there when they draft, I'm jumping all over Mike Williams to go to Tampa because you put Mike Williams and. They got Corey Davis. Corey Davis from Western Michigan may be the best receiver to come out of this draft. The kid from Western Michigan.
Yeah.
Because he was killing it against really good competition when they had good games. All right. Anything else for the Bucs?
A running back, secondary help.
They definitely need secondary.
And a second wide receiver. All right. Number two.
The Saints.
Defense.
I
feel like they hit a home run drafting Michael Thomas last year. Like I know there was a lot of good rookies that came out of that played last year, but Michael Thomas was probably one of the guys that I feel like was deserved just as much of getting the rookie of the year.
They need a backup quarterback. I think it's time they start looking for a quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about that time.
They need to address that in this draft.
They do.
Yeah. The Falcons.
Defense. I think defense mostly. Your offense is so powerful. Probably cornerback, defensive line, and then probably a linebacker.
Anything on the defense side of you, like you said, anything on the defensive side of the ball.
Defensive line. they need somebody to go on the other side of Vic, and. Linebacker, I think they need better linebacker. They got speed, but they need another linebacker to take over Wardlow. He's horrible. And cornerback.
I would have been really interested to see what Atlanta would have looked like this year if Desmond Trufant would have been healthy and able to play the entire season. And they'll have him next year. I think defense. You can't, especially looking at the Super Bowl, you can't be up out that much and then. Not have some kind of horrible looking defense to let New England come back like that.
I think they're getting ready to go downhill next year anyway.
Yeah.
It's one of them years. Mm. It's hard to repeat, ask Carolina. Titans in the AFC South.
I think they need to go running back. I don't think they can depend on DeMarco Murray forever.
They got Derrick Henry, right?
And they do have Derrick Henry. But I'm just not trusting of DeMarco Murray. Yeah. And Tennessee's defense, their rushing defense was actually pretty decent. Their passing defense was horrible. I think if they went after another safety or cornerback, I think they'd be good. And definitely probably wide receiver.
That's what I was going to say.
Wide receiver.
Maybe a one and a two.
Wide receiver?
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now – Kuiper's got Marshawn Lattimore or Mike Williams. Right. I would say Mike Williams.
Yeah. I don't know if Mike Williams is going to be there. Yeah, I guess number five. Yeah,
Jacksonville ain't picking him.
No, Jacksonville.
Chicago, I would doubt would pick
a wide receiver. Mike Williams. Yeah, no.
San Francisco ain't picking Williams over a quarterback.
These teams have quarterback needs. Those teams you just named.
Yeah, I think you'll have your options there. I mean, Lattimore corner's the best corner, but, I mean, dude, I don't know. Mike Williams, you got to have a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I think that running back, I think they're fine. defense, safety, and corner. I mean, for
and it's going to be interesting to see if Marcus Mariota, how he responds off of this injury. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's never faced anything like that in his life. And it takes some time to get back into it to where you're 100% comfortable.
Mm-hmm. What about the Texans? Get rid of Osweiler.
Yeah. You need a cornerback.
You know how I feel about him.
You need a cornerback. Probably some more help on the offensive line to help out Lamar Miller. And then, if I was Houston, I'd get another good cornerback to team up with
Bowie,
Jonathan Joseph.
And
I mean, then you've got a shutdown defense. You find the right cornerback, you know, who can at least get DeAndre Hopkins the ball. Like, get him the ball. Like, he is an explosive playmaker.
Tony Romo.
And yeah. That's why I feel like you put Tony Romo on that
team. That's what I'm saying. I mean.
And that's like a playoff contender for a deep run.
Here's one reason I think Romo would go to Houston is because it's close to Dallas. And, you know, the one team that we talked about that Dallas doesn't play next year, Houston.
Mm-hmm. And it's so, like, you know, completely different conference, too. So you don't have to worry about
them
in the playoffs.
Because he would stick it to y'all. He would stick it.
He probably would.
You know how much I would love Houston and Dallas in a Super Bowl and Tony Romo starting for you? I would love that. That's fine with me. All right.
Wins all over for you, right?
Yeah.
Wins all around.
The guy deserves one. What about the Colts?
I think we talked about running back. We talked about
running back. Gosh, wide receiver.
Yeah.
Do not draft another wide receiver in first round.
I think you got to go tight end, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Jack Doyle kind of stepped up this year, but you can't expect that kind of production every year.
Or the kid from Clemson.
They need a pass rusher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They need a lot, man.
Yeah, they do.
No, I'm sorry. Before any of that, offensive line help.
Offensive line.
Before any of that.
Yeah, you got to protect Andrew Luck.
That's crazy that Grigson would never get him any offensive line help, and he was a damn offensive lineman as a player.
Yeah. Nowhere in the draft did they draft him. And they got him. They got Indy going with McKinley from UCLA. He's DN outside linebacker. All right. They got OJ Howard going to Tennessee. That would be interesting.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
For the Colts, yeah, I think defense, offensive line is where you got to go.
I mean, at what point do you have to give Andrew Luck another weapon too? I mean, you got T.Y. Hilton and.
Dorsett.
Yeah.
The other kid. But I think you got to get offensive line for him. You can't address – I mean, and you don't have to use a 15th pick to get it, but, boy, in that second round, that third round, you better get lineman. I mean, you got to get him some help, and I think they will this year. What about Jags? New head coach, new president, Tom Coughlin.
Dante Moncrief, that's who I was trying to think of for the Colts, yep. Yeah.
They need a quarterback.
Yes.
It's time to move on from Bortles.
Yeah. Quarterback.
It's time.
I think their defensive secondary is good. Like, they shut down a lot of teams last year in the passing game.
Jalen Ramsey was getting killed.
Not towards the end of the year. He
got better.
Yeah, I feel like as the year went on, the defensive passing efficiency for Jacksonville really stepped up. But, yeah, I think it's offense. Quarterback, number one. Offensive line. And then you just got rid of Julius Thomas, so you got to replace him at tight end.
Yeah, Mercedes Lewis is 100 years old.
Yeah.
Cowboys free up $17.3 million in cap space by restricting contracts of Tryon Smith and Travis Frederick. Dolphins acquire tight end Julius Thomas from Jags for a seventh-round pick.
You're talking about a drop in production. Like, that year with Denver, if you would have told me that he would go to another team and drop off the way that he did, I would have told you were crazy.
It is crazy.
But, I mean, injuries.
But I'm going to tell you, if he stays in Miami and is healthy, they got a good weapon in Julius Thomas now.
Yeah.
That's
actually really scary when you think about Julius Thomas playing tight end and then Jarvis Landry in the slot. Like that puts that whole middle of the field right there. Just
and Jay Ajayi running the ball.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
They got weapons. All right, let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Oakley said he would rather go to jail than resolve his issues with Knicks owner James Dolan after one meeting.
Oh, wow.
Man. That's...
Two words for that.
Speaking the truth.
Team Oakley.
Yep. Team Oakley, definitely.
I want to say his conjugal visits.
Ric Flair said he would beat Hulk Hogan in his prime.
And who's prime? Both their primes? Prime for prime?
Yeah.
If I can multiply the two words and say I could see that.
Don't stop believing. Just believe what you want, Flair. Woo!
You don't think it could happen?
You don't think
Really?
No.
Yeah, I mean, just because of like the
come on, Hogan.
Both of them in their prime, though.
Hogan, come on.
Dude. You don't.
You know who he beat.
You don't think Ric Flair slap a figure four on Hogan and Hogan went tap out in a second?
Do you know who Hogan beat? He beat Andre the Giant. Not only did he beat Andre the Giant, but he beat Rocky. He beat Rocky. Come on, man. You beat Rocky and Andre the Giant in the same decade? Come on.
Yeah.
Who do you beat, Rick? Sting?
Can't argue with that.
You beat Vader. He's beaten the...
Who, Flair?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he also lost 16 times. I'd rather take a guy that had the belt for 5 years over the guy that lost it 16 times. Just saying. Kyrie Irving believes the earth is flat. Thank you, Kyrie, for taking pressure off other people.
I'm going to use my two words to break it down with a hyphen in between, and that's laughable.
I can't think of the two words for to describe that. I mean, he went to Duke. I mean,
I know, right?
And people are agreeing with him.
Draymond Green being one.
Draymond, shut up, Dre Day. Be quiet.
The Karate Kid. That's what I call Draymond Green.
Yeah. Uncle Drew. There you go. There's two. John Calipari rants after Mark Godfrey firing. Coaches midseason getting fired. Are you S-ing me? What if he goes on a run?
He's right. He's right. I mean, you rarely see that.
Yeah.
Midseason firings for college basketball coaches. Because he's right. I mean, he can go on like a hell of a run come mid-February through the tournament.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. I agree.
I agree with Cal.
I like that with he's right. I'm going to say we'll see. Because, I mean, the ACC tournament still left to be played. And I'm right there with you. I think NC State could go on a run.
Kurt Angle says John Cena is the greatest of all time after 13 years being the top guy.
I saw that quote. Lay off the drugs, Kurt. Lay off the drugs.
It's true.
And I know, and I know that's more than two words, but I just had to say, get off the drugs because I mean, Johnson. I like Cena
for his decade. Yeah, I agree.
He dominated his era.
Look,
I guess
you have great people in every athlete sport, and yeah, he was greatest for his era.
Yeah, he dominated his era, but greatest of all time though.
Nah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's tough to...
Rock leaves CM Punk a voicemail in the middle of the ring after Raw.
I read about that, too.
Left him a voicemail. Quit UFC. There you go. That's my two words,
yeah,
man. Because you ain't doing anything UFC.
Come back, man. Come back. Sit down with Vince.
Yep.
And Triple H. Try to do something, man.
Do you have two words? Don't care. All right, there you go.
Oh, you're not a WWE guy. That's right.
I am. I was more so back in the day. It's like I said, DDP was my wrestler, man. Him and the Hardy Boys.
I could never get over those jeans. I couldn't get past those jeans.
Yes.
And they were tight. And
they were tight, weren't they? They were tight. I always wonder how you can wrestle in those.
Let's go to Bon Voyage. Bon Voyage. I'm talking about guest jeans up in here.
I'm gonna come in with some guest jeans next time.
I think I got something at home. Alright, you got any Bon Voyages? End the show.
I'm gonna say, you know, it's kind of my theme, I guess. Bon Voyage to the end of the NASCAR offseason. I'm ready for it.
That's right.
Ready for it. Ready for all the new changes, new sponsorship, new car. Let's do it.
For me, I mean, this is not sports related at all, kind of a somber one, to Westcott, the newspaper carrier that was shot last week. I mean, just a senseless act of violence. So I just want to say rest in peace to him. Great guy.
No doubt.
We all agree with that one.
No doubt.
Definitely. You know, rest in peace, man. It's sad. The Mavs waive 11-year vet Darren Williams, looking to join the Cavs if he clears waivers.
I heard about Utah too. Going back to Utah.
Yeah, he'll go to Cleveland.
And that's what I meant. Either him or Jameer Nelson. When I said that a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're right.
Yep.
WWE Hall of Famer Jules Animal Steele died at age 79. Give him a shout out. Rest in peace.
Man.
Wrestling legend Ivan Koloff died at 74.
Mm-hmm.
Another one. Norman McCorvey, woman at the center of landmark abortion rights, Roe versus Ray, died at age 69. Lakers fired GM Mitch Kupchak and named Magic Johnson as president. Mike Tolbert, peace.
Deuces.
Get out. Broncos released Russell Okung, and Lanchester fires manager Claudio Ranieri 9 months after winning the Premier League. Man, it's all about what you do for me lately.
Yeah, absolutely.
9 months, and he's gone. All right, y'all got anything else?
And also in the WWE, Nicole Bass passed away, too.
Nicole passed away?
Yep. Dude. You didn't hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Yep, she passed away.
That's Lil Steven's girl.
She passed away before both those guys.
Yeah,
well, I didn't hear about
that. Did you hear about that? Yeah, she passed. Yeah, before both of them.
Nicole Bass. Mm-hmm. All right. Y'all got anything else?
No? As always, man, another great week of talking sports.
Absolutely.
And it's all good.
As from BBB, sports is life. And as always, you can catch us everywhere. Have a good week.